Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Zayin Omid Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're finishing off Simen Taryag, the beautiful Simen Tav Resh Yud Gimel, which deals with some of the halachos of washing oneself on Yom Kippur. And we're already four lines down on Ayin Zayin Omid Beis, Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, Ha Dishari Lavar Begufo B'mayim L'dvar Mitzvah, that which we permitted yesterday's share, that your person is allowed to traverse a body of water up to their neck for a Dvar Mitzvah, even though there's an Issa of Rechitza. This is not called Rechitza Shol Tainug. This was necessary to go do this mitzvah. So the Mechaber now qualifies that and says, Davko Lavar Begufo B'mayim Atzmon. That's for the person to walk through, not swim, but to walk through the water. He can walk through it. It's not rushing very fast waters. We said that would be dangerous even on a regular weekday, never mind on Yom Kippur. So it's talking about calm waters, and you're walking through them up to your neck, and you're not swimming through them. So that is permitted. Only in that situation for Dvar Mitzvah was it permitted. Avolav or Besvina, but to take a boat, Kitana, a small little rowboat or something like that, Yesh Mish Osa, that is not allowed. There are those that forbid it. And the Ber Hagola, you can see that the Chacham Asu Chizuk L'Divrei, and the rabbis added additional stringencies to their Issa D'Rabbanan, Shein Lo Smach Ben HaTorah, even though there's no reason from the Torah that they should have done so, Yosef Mishal Torah. So the rabbis sometimes, to give teeth to their decrees, give more teeth than sometimes the Din D'Raisa has. Mishneh Berurah adds over here in Sif Katan Yud Ches, the Rechitza She'eino Asura Ela B'Yom Kippur Mitiru, that Rechitza, which is something that is forbidden on Yom Kippur, so there the rabbis are able to be matzah because it's not a Rechitza Shel Tainug. Avol Lashut, but to actually go swim, or to take a boat, the Asur B'chol Shabbos is Shoshana Lo Yitiru, that which is something that's forbidden on every Shabbos. Yom Kippur has the same dinim as Shabbos, we've already pointed out in terms of the general rules, even though the severity of the Isra is stricter on Shabbos. But since it's Asur all Shabbos, every Shabbos of the year, as opposed to Rechitza is not Asur min HaTorah on Shabbos, and even Midrabbanan, there are certain permissibilities on Shabbos, so therefore, in regards to Rechitza, they could be more Mekel on Yom Kippur, but not in regards to swimming, which is Asur every Shabbos. Now, furthermore, but oh, the Rechitza shiny. Rechitza is also more Mekel, Shiochel Lasso Se Dishina, you could do it in a abnormal way, and therefore that even knocks it down further. What's an abnormal way? You don't take your hands out of your shirt. The islay hekera, and therefore people see that you're not bathing because you don't bathe with your shirt on. The chanal, as we've already explained in yesterday's share, as opposed to masha'in came b'shita, but by swimming or taking a boat. Sheni yochel lasos heker. There is no differentiation between how it's done on a weekday and how it's done now. So the yesh hekersham, there's no difference over there, not recognizable. V'yesh gzeirin, therefore the gzeirin applies. Shema yase chovish shol shayot in loshadolah. You may make some sort of a life preserver or a raft and go swim with that, which is awesome. And he says, and even if it's a tug or a ferry or a little boat that's being led by a non-Jewish person, and he's osim locha b'zeh b'vur Yisrael, and he's not doing this for the Yid, nevertheless, gam kein ein lohoka, one should not be makel in this situation. In the Sharet Zion, Os Yotes, that opinion that we brought down, this additional opinion, the Rechitza Shaini Shochel Lassos HaDeshinoi, that was from the Taz. And he brings another reason. Chavetz Chaim says, Otam, the Rechitza She'eino Shel Tainug, Eino Isser Kokach, because by definition, there is no Isser in a Rechitza She'eino Shel Tainug, as opposed to Masha'en came Beshita, by swimming, there is, brought down in the Bach and the Vilna Gaon. Sivkot and Chav, the Sharet Zion, Chavetz Chaim says, that I am the Prima Godim, Shekosav, de la'avor b'svina ketana b'shabbos, l'tzorach minyan asara, to go on a raft, to make a minyan someplace on Shabbos, Yeshlema de Osir. There are those that say it's Osir, and he says, look in the Shari Tshuva and in the Mishneh Berurah, in those places, and if you look in Dirshu footnote number 25, he brings down from the Shari Tshuva, brought down the name of the Shvus Yaakov, Shemut Lavor Besvina Besol Chatchum Letzorch Minyan. To go within the Tchum on a boat would be permissible. Kisheino Averis, as long as the boat is not being brought there, Bishul HaYisrael Bavad. It's going anyway, it's a ferry, it goes on the hour, so it's not making a difference who's on board. And he brings that as well from the Noda Behuda. She'eino omer b'zeh lo hetiv lo yisur. So the Noda Behuda wasn't willing to permit it, but he didn't prohibit it. And he said, if a morara says it's okay, l'dvar mitzvah, he's not going to protest. The Yishuvah number 26 brings down the name of Chai Adam. Shemisha tzorich lavo b'ma'avores l'tzorich mitzvah. So if somebody has to go on a certain type of a bridge to do a mitzvah, in those days their bridges aren't our bridges, so they're involved things that would normally be prohibited, so there's no other way, then he says you could be matir. And he brings down from the Mishneh Berurah over there, but if it's outside the tchum, then you don't have the heter to go. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Yotes tells us a small boat, Sina Katana, the Kolshkin, and certainly Lashut Mamish, to actually swim, that would certainly be the Osir. And Dishavut number 27 brings down, Shetama Dovish Osir Lashut Besvina, the whole reason that you can't go and swim, or go on a boat, rather, is because it could be leading to swimming itself, which again is the concern that you go and build a raft. amongst other things. There's also a concern of schita, of squeezing, and other potential problems. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Horav, for the Rebbe to go visit the Talmud, also lavu b'mayim, kedei lelech etzel Talmido. For the Rebbe to visit the Talmud, that's not allowed. Mishnah Berurah explains, Siv Katan Chav, these dinim were discussed previously, Ayin Lel and Simon Shin Aleph, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siv Katan Yud Aleph. And Dirshu footnote number 29 says that over there we learn in regards to going in a boat on Shabbos, Sheba Ofin Sharav Tzorech as Talmido, if the Rebbe needs the Talmud, because somehow the Rebbe is not sure of something and he needs the Talmud to sharpen him, to be a sounding board for him, to be a chavrusa for him. So in that situation, you could go, because the Taz says that that would be permissible, because in that situation, Akoponim, God will be man of Be'ez Advarim. In that way, he's your God, though. He's going to help you. However, Tosa says it still would be awesome. And he concludes there, the Mishnah Berurah, Shmikom Makom Ba'ofin Sharab Besupuk, if the Rav is not sure what to do, and he needs to ask his Talmud a Sheila Schover, a Sheila Schachem, so that is permissible. That's certainly no different than if you're going to do a Dvar Mitzvah yourself. The issue number 28 brings down Avabisha Mitzvah L'Rav L'Lamid is the Talmud. Aye, why can't the Rav go to the Talmud to teach him? So nevertheless, in Tzarech Lo, if the Talmud needs the Rav, so the Talmud should go to the Rebbe and not the other way around. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, HaHolech L'Shmor Peiros, if a person is going out to go and watch his fruits on Yom Kippur. So, Mutu L'Avor B'mayim, he could go on the way there, Ba'alicha, to go and watch his fruits to go through this body of water. Again, with all the caveats that we said, not that it's higher than his neck, he can't swim, it has to be calm waters. Avol b'chazar, here he doesn't have the right to come back. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Mishum Hefzid Mamon. The only reason he's allowed to go in the first place is because of Hefzid Mamon, and the person is Baal HaMamono, and he ends up doing things that are far worse, so if we allow him to go. But as the issue footnote number 30 and 31 point out, the issue footnote number 30 says, Sha'at b'zeh muta rakishenu motzi yodav mitachas svas chaluk. You have to follow all the rules that we said above, so it clearly is recognizable that you're not going and washing in that situation. And the issue footnote number 31 explains the reason why we let you go but not come back over here is because we're having no hefsid moment on the way back, and the whole hetter was for hefsid moment. Then you may not go in the first place, so that's certainly not a concern. The person's always going to go in the first place because it's his financial loss, so we don't have to be concerned that if we don't let him go on the way back, if we don't let him return, that he won't go. He still will go anyway. The Ramah adds, Hagav, the whole Mokum, the Mutalab of Mayim, wherever we let you go through the water, that's allowed, even if there's a more circumferential way, but it is more circuitous and longer. So we let you go through the shorter water path. Afilu hoya lo derech shiyocho lahakif biyabosha, you need to go around the long way through dry land, Mutalab, we let you go through the water, because technically there is no Isser Vruchitz over here. The Lemayit behiluch odivte, because he brings out from the Arzurua that it's better to minimize the amount that you're traveling rather than to say you can't go through the water. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavbeis adds, Vachronim hiskimu, the Achronim, and you see this in the Sharet Zion Otz Chaf Aleph, the Marshal, and the Bach, the Morgan of Rome, and the Taz all say they disagree with this Ramah, the Mutul Lahakif, a little lava. It's better to go around and not go through the water. Siv test. The Mechaber writes, also, Lihitzdanim betit, a person can cool himself off in mud that's locked, that's moist. Imhu tofeach amanas latviach, if it's moist enough that it will make you wet and that you could then wet something else. Mishnah Berurah explains, Siv cut and chav kimu, lavdafu bidai, it's not only your hands, alafilu leishiv, even to sit on it. And the reason is, vatan, kivin shiyesh bo tofeach amanas latviach, it's wet enough that it will get you wet and you could then get something else wet. So therefore, over halach luchlis umisnagi. So this situation, you're getting pleasure out of it, ulhochi osir, brought down by the name of the Gemara, that's why it is forbidden. The Mechaber continues and he says, "Vasul itzdanim bekelim." You're not allowed to even use utensils. Sheis b'mayim that are filled with water. I feel him chaserim even if it's not filled to the top, because and this is true. Bein shel cheres, bein shel mateches, whether it's an earthenware utensil or a metal utensil, and the reason Mishnah Berurah explains sifkon chavdal is koshki problem. Certainly, if they're filled, because yesh lochus, you have to be concerned sheyotuzu amayim olav that the water will spill on you if they're full and even if they're partially filled. However, the Mechaber then says, if they're empty, but they're just cool, so then mutter, that's permissible. Likewise, with fruits or with a child, you could do that as well. The Ramah then says, Hagah, v'asul lishros mapo mibojo, not let it wet a towel or cloth, Yom Kippur, v'lasosu kimin kalim, and make it into a utensil, neguvin, that's dried out, ulitztani bab Yom Kippur, and to use it to cool yourself off in Yom Kippur, because again, we're concerned that chashin Hashem Eloisi no gave you off, it's not well dried out, the v'yavali srita, brings down from the Gos Maimonios, the Mordechai, the smak, and the minhagim, that you may come to squeeze it out, and that's the problem. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafei says, "Abu Mutar lekaneach yod v'ragla of every Yom Kippur b'mapa, but you can wash your hands and feet on every Yom Kippur with some sort of a towel. Ulamachom avir aleimav, and the next day it's still a little bit moist. You can rub it over your eyes. The yadayin lechok sas, it's a little bit moist. Mikinuach yadayin desu from yesterday's drying of the hands. The bezel lechashin l'schita. We're not concerned that it's wet enough that it could lead to schita." Dershu, footnote number 32, does bring down Amram, Kiva Shechosh, Shaloy Yinagvena, Yofet. If you are concerned that you didn't go and dry it off well, Imkin Yesh Lesser, Gami Shemuchitza, then it's also a separate prohibition of Ruchitza over here as well. The Ramah continues and he says, Acholer Rochetz Kedarko, but a sick person is allowed to go wash in the normal fashion, Afa Pishin Masukin, even if it's not a Cholish Yesh Sakana, even if it's a Cholish Yemba Sakana, he brings out from the Rambam that this is permissible. Sifyot. Akala, a newly married woman, what does a newly married mean? Kol shloshim yom, within 30 days of her wedding, muteres litzchot penea, she's allowed to go wash her face. The Mishnah Berurah explains, sivkon chavav, this is 30 days after achar nisueha, kedei shlo tiskana bala, so their husband shouldn't find her not pleasing. The Dershu foot number 33 brings down the same thing applies to anointing herself. The din of sicha is like rechitza. He explains, why did the rabbis allow this? Because technically, this is a rechitza on miyat of her body, and that's only an issur de rabbanon. Even if you say that rechitza is an issur Torah, but that's only the whole body, part of the body is certainly only the rabbanon, and therefore it's permissible min de rabbanon. An alternative explanation is brought down, that the rabbis have the right to define what the issur derais is. The issur derais is rechitza, but the rabbis have the right to define it, lefi ra'os einehem. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Kosev Chayyadim brings the name Chayyadim. Nirish Shazel Hayab is my name. That's only those days. Shlo Yehu Beveis Hakneses Kol Yom. When people worked in shul all day, so you're going to come home and you can be with your wife. Abu Bismano. When most shuls, the people stay in shul for the vast majority of the day of Yom Kippur. Abu Bismano Zesh. Ain't a raw. So Kol Yom, you're not going to see her. So there's no concern that your Shema Tizgana, that she won't be appealing to you. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo Shemati Shenoagim Bazeh Heter. Therefore, we don't do this anymore today." Sifyut Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Mishra, carry Bismana as a Yom Kippur. Rechmanon Tzlan, if somebody has a seminal emission on the night of Yom Kippur, the issue footnote number 34 brings down Rechmanon Tzlan, what happens to that person? Ketzad Yinor Gumatikuna, it's a very bad thing. So we'll learn later on what we're supposed to do with that. In any event, if somebody does have the seminal emission, he has to physically take care of it right now. So if the semen is still, the zera is still moist, so mekanchel b'ma, but then you'll have to wipe it off with some sort of a towel, and that's sufficient because you've eradicated all of it. You've gotten rid of all of it. However, if it's already dried on, oh, shnislachlik, or it's gotten you dirty, so then in that situation, what do you do? Rochetz b'komasim luchlochem, you'll have to go and wash the areas that are dirty. Bo, those areas, levad, only those places, umispala, and then you can go and daven. So you're allowed to wash that area, but only that area. Vasalir chosgufo, you're not allowed to wash your whole body, olidbo, or even go to the mikvah. Even though Alpha Bisha Bishayu Moshe Shana, who rogu, olidbo, olidbo, even though the rest of the year, your minute gets to go and do this. But nevertheless, over here, we don't allow this. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Zayin says Nislachlech Rotsaloma Shnislachlech Mizeh Besar Become Mekomas, that it's gotten over different parts of your body and has made you filthy. Siv Katan Chav Ches, you're allowed to wash certain places, those places that are dirty. Hainu Shirochets Besaro Biyad, with your hand you wash it, but not with a garment or a towel. Shlo Yevol Yisrit, because we're concerned that you may come to go and squeeze it out. And Dishavut number 35 brings down Shadina Shel Shechvazera Al Besaro Kedin Soa. You're not allowed to have the Shechvazera on your body because that has the halachic status of Tsoa, and you're not allowed to daven if you have Tsoa on you. That's why you have to get rid of it. Sivkon Chavtes, it's also to be rochets your entire body in this situation. Hainu B'shar B'komos, any place that doesn't have the lichloch of the zera. V'chein also lishbochol of Tisha Kabin, and a person is not allowed to pour on himself Tisha Kabin of Mayim. That some people have the minhag to do so. If they go to the mikvah, they put upon themselves the 10 kadam of wine, which is like staying in the shower for 4 or 5 minutes. You're not allowed to do this on Yom Kippur. Even if somebody does this all year round. And that's a similar idea that the Mishnah Berurah expresses in the Sifkot and Lamed. The Bizman is that in Tzorach Tevila L'Balkeri. Nowadays, the halach is you do not have to go to the mikvah if you had relations with your wife. You don't have to go to the mikvah next morning. If you had a seminal emission, you do not have a chiv to go to the mikvah the next morning. Even though many have the minhag to do so, that's a beautiful minhag, but it's only a minhag. And therefore, Medina, you don't have to go. And this is true not to learn Torah, lulu divri Torah, and velo l'tvila, nor to daven. Kidel b'simen peches, like we learned previously. Ve'en lahatir mishum zeh isur chitz. And therefore, for this beautiful minhag, it doesn't push aside the din of Yom Kippur that it's also to do rechitza. Now we finally conclude this beautiful simon with Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Bisman is there, nowadays, also le'isha litbo b'yom ha-kippurim. A woman is forbidden to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Even that's Leil Tvilosa. Afilu yiyaz man Tvilosa bo b'yom. Even if that night is when she has to go to the mikvah, and there's a mitzvah normally for a woman to go to the mikvah, so here there is no such mikvah. So obviously she's not allowed to have relations with her husband. But we'll explain why this is even mentioned over here, and that's why note that the Mechaber writes, Bisman hazeh. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Laman Aleph tells us, "Vafilu shelo l'shem tashmish." Even of course that she's not doing this to go and be permitted to her husband in order to have relations with her husband, does that belav hachios? Because of course that's also you're not allowed to have tashmish. That's one of the inuyim not to have tashmish on the night of Yom Kippur, even if it's leil tvilasa. El k'day shetei Torah gam kinasa. Even if she's doing it just to quote purify herself, that still is not allowed. The Isha Shaloveshus Levonim B'Yom HaKippurim, and a woman who has the minhag to wear white on Yom Kippur, Muteris Lichotz Ma'at Ben Yachosa, so she doesn't want to stain and have a kesem, a discharge that would be problematic, potentially on a white background, so she's allowed to wash herself so she doesn't get stains in that area. However, v'lo tirchos bebeged kimiyat, but she shouldn't wash herself with a garment, she should only wash herself with her hands, shelo tovali de srita, that she shouldn't, chas v'shalom, go and do srita. Dishah foot number 37 brings down, that we learned previously in Hilchos Shabbos, shin chavav, she'e shenoshim shenogu shelo levo shelovonim b'shabbos yontif. They bedavka didn't wear white garments on Shabbos and yontif. However, he says, b'mokum she'ein minog yedua, yesh lahatir sedover. But if there is no specific custom not to wear white garments of Shabbos and Yontif, so then they are allowed to do so. Finally, we conclude with the words of the Bir Halacha, Dira Masu Bismarazet. So he says, Vidafka Haim. In those days, there was a head to go to the mikvah on the night of Yom Kippur, because Shayu Oski Bitaros, they were dealing with Truma and Kachim, Shayu Tzorach Litbo Miyad, they had an obligation to go and be Tovu right away, Kidei Shalyatamu with Taros, because if they came into contact with Taros, either Trumos, Maisus, Maisusani, or Kachim, that would be a real problem. Abul Hashta, nowadays, Nebuch, we don't have the basic mikdash, we don't have Tum and Tara. That tefillah, the only purpose of a woman going to the mikvah today is Eino Ba El L'Tara L'Bala. The whole sole purpose is to make a mutter to her husband. So Yecholahi Lirchot Zulachov Erev Yom Kippurim. She can go and bathe and prepare herself and wash and shampoo and comb her hair, etc. Do everything on Erev Yom Kippur. And then you do it again a little bit on Matzah Yom Kippur. V'chofefis Ma'at. She does a little bit of the shampooing and cleaning herself. Gam L'Matzah Yom Kippurim. And in this way, she fulfills the idea, Mishum Ditzor Chafif or Somach Letvila, as brought down in Tosus in Beitza. And in this way, nowadays, this isn't a concern that she's missing out her Leil Tvila, because there is no real purpose in the woman going other than to be mutter to her husband, which of course is usher that night. And therefore, the whole Tara's question, which may have been in the times of the Gemara, a very important key factor. That's why the Mechaber wrote over here, Bisman Hazeh. Nowadays, when we don't have this issue, we don't do it. With this, we conclude the beautiful Simon Taryag and today's Shir.